You are listening to Live with Thrive, an interactive conversation with host Stephanie Hale of Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Stephanie will be showcasing nonprofit agencies and business leaders that help support the community through Thrive, as well as discussing upcoming events and local news. Catch the Live with Thrive show every second Tuesday of the month on KHII Active Radio, 88.9 Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 Ruidoso.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning. This is Stephanie with Live with Thrive. It is Tuesday. I'm not sure what date it is. Oh, it's the 14th. It's Bob Flott's birthday. We'll have to go and say hello to him this morning. Let's just make sure I have everything going on. Yep, we're on. Okay, good deal. I am so excited to be here today. We're getting started a little late because we were celebrating here in the office this morning, and I'll explain that here in just a little bit. Thank you for tuning in with us today. I'm so excited. It is 10:13, and I have a couple of Thrive announcements that I wanted to share with. You've probably been hearing that we are having the very popular and wonderful Mr. Jeff Carson coming to Alamogordo March 5th of 22. He is doing a benefit concert for Thrive in Southern New Mexico over at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. And I'm so excited. I can't wait till he gets here. He's been ever so generous. We're going to have a VIP event with Mr. Carson doing a meet and greet. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then him and his band are going to play some of his amazing and award-winning songs that he won Country Music Awards for back in the 90s when, you know, that's the best genre of the best decade of music, of country music, as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, we still have our fall gun raffle going on right now. You can buy tickets $10 a piece at the Thrive in Southern New Mexico office until the end of September. The drawing is on October 1st. So come on by the Thrive office, 1601 10th Street, or you can give us a call at 575-437-8400 and get your tickets. It all goes to a good cause. And let's see, what else do we have? I have an amazing guest with me today. I booked him before he became our new school superintendent. And I was afraid, oh no, he's going to be so busy, he's not going to be able to come and join us today. But we do have in the studio with us Dr. Kenneth Moore of Alamogordo Public Schools. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thanks for having me here today.
You are so welcome. Thank you for being here. I'm so excited for you. We've known each other for a few years. We were in our Otero leadership class together, where I met you. I'm just so thrilled that you could be here with us.
I am too.
Today, and we're just going to chit-chat about life and what's going on and in your world and all the changes that you're in the midst of. Okay. And I'm sure your plate is extremely full right now, so I really appreciate you taking the time to be here.
Glad to be here.
So tell me, Dr. Moore, how does it feel to be the new superintendent?
It feels great. I am so honored to be superintendent of Alamogordo Public Schools. I have big shoes to fill, taking over after Jarrett Perry. But again, I'm honored, I'm proud, and I love this town, I love this school district, and we're going to continue to make it the best in New Mexico and among the best in this country.
Oh, that's great. That's so great. We're so excited for you and our school district.
Thank you.
For you did such amazing things at the high school. Do you miss it already?
I do. I miss the high school, but I get over there every chance I can, and all the schools now.
It's exciting,
we get into this business to teach kids and to be around kids, and to be moved from that high school where I see them every day to an office at the district. I can't stay in that office very long. See what's going on in the schools.
I'm the same way. I like to be out and in the midst of people, and this pandemic has really hurt for being not being able to do that.
It has. That was one lonely, quiet year.
Tell us about it. Tell us how you guys got through all of that with being the remote learning. How did that go?
It went very well compared to other districts in New Mexico and across the states. We had we made that transition within a couple weeks after we were closed down.
Yeah.
We got devices into the hands of students. We had already been purchasing those before the pandemic hit, so we were able to get those out. And
that's amazing, right there.
It was a steep learning curve. You know, all of our teachers had to learn how to teach online, but
I know
we made
them.
It happen, and we continue to offer online options for all of our students.
Even now. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We have about 400 of our students across the district whose parents have chosen to keep them in virtual learning.
So how is that working then? If they're doing virtual learning, are the teachers in the classroom and the students are watching that
instruction? In some cases, in elementary, they are using what's called K-12 Stride. It's an online school. All the classes are there and the students go through those assignments and classes. In secondary, it's you know, they have the teacher. It's not live. It's more asynchronous learning.
Okay.
But we do have it going for every subject, every grade.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. Well, I don't have children, so I don't keep in the know of everything that's going on. But that's really amazing to know that they have a choice.
Right, they have a choice, especially in the high school grades. We want to continue to offer, even after the pandemic, we want to continue to offer virtual options. It works well for some students.
Sure.
Certain subjects work better for students online than face to face. We have students who work to help support their families at home. And we want to be able to offer them options that they can still complete high school and continue to work or do whatever they need to do.
That's great. And you know, I myself am still a student.
Yes,
always are. I'm going back and working towards a master's.
Fantastic.
So I think I hear more about it now as a student, and I most recently was at New Mexico State, and I recently transferred. But while I was at New Mexico State and being a student of that university, I would get a lot of information on the relationship with Alamogordo Public Schools, and knowing that these kids in high school can work through high school, and by the time they graduate high school, have an associate's degree.
Right. That's we just formalized that. We've had students do that for years at Alamogordo High School with NMSUA, but we started an early college academy that ninth graders who enroll in this academy, we get them. We accelerate them through, and they can finish with an associate's in health occupations or general studies if they want to go on for a four-year degree elsewhere.
That is amazing. That's amazing.
So we have about 50 students enrolled in that this year.
That's so great. That's so great. Now, do those students that are enrolled in that, are they of a certain GPA?
Yes.
It's kind of selective as far as not just anybody. You've got to put in the work and the grades.
It is. It is a challenging program. We do have application and interview process with both the students and their parents.
Oh, wow.
So we lay out everything in front of them.
Sure.
So we want to make sure they succeed. We're not trying to prevent anyone from taking it, but we want to make sure these students are set for success when they go this route, because they're taking most of their ninth and tenth grade high school classes in ninth grade to be able to prepare for that.
That is just so great. I'm excited. You know, I worry about the future of how, I mean, just the way our world's going, and I worry about the future of our city, our state, our country.
Right.
And so it's good to know that there are these tools in place for the kids.
Right.
Because it gives me a little peace.
That's our job. We want to prepare kids, whether they're going on to college or whether they want to go to a career.
Right.
We have a great career technical education program at the high school as well, students can get industry recognized certifications in welding and agriculture
while they're
cyber attending security high school? While they're in high school.
Wow.
So if they want to go on to college after high school, they can. But if they want to go straight into a good, well-paying entry-level job in cybersecurity or film production, they can do that.
That's
right,
so
out of
great.
High school.
It's yes. so great. And I know that, like you said earlier, there are kids that are working and helping to contribute to their yes. family's income.
Right.
And so that right there is tremendous.
It is.
And
it is.
I know that the film industry is growing in our state. So
yes.
that, what a great opportunity.
It is. We match these programs up where there are high pay, high skill, high demand jobs available
yeah.
in New Mexico and the yeah. surrounding area. So
that's great. That's so great. Tell me about, let's shift a little bit and talk sports.
Okay.
Because I know our sports have just, they've sort of skyrocketed in the last 10 years, I think, in our district, especially the high school sports.
Right.
And I know that we've had a lot of state champs.
Yes, our track team.
Yes.
Track team. And
congrats to them.
Yes, congratulations.
That is so awesome.
To them last year. Yes, one along with keeping schools open for face-to-face learning, keeping our athletics teams and all of our activities playing and meeting, those are my two goals, immediate goals right now. So we've had all our regular football season so far.
Yeah.
Basketball's gearing up here soon.
I know.
Volleyball.
Can you believe it?
We want to keep the teams playing. We want to keep everyone safe. You know, we
sure.
do have the COVID restrictions we have to be careful of, but so far we're doing great.
What are those COVID restrictions?
We have been allowed by New Mexico PED to come up with our own the COVID mitigation plan. So what
okay.
we're doing here in Alamogordo Public Schools, we look at a 14-day rolling percentage of positivity by location. So each school, each team, we can decide if we need to increase the safety measures we're using, or God forbid, if we do have to shut down temporarily and go to online learning, we have a decision point when we get to about 5%. But I'm happy to say right now, as of today, every school in the district is green. We have less
That's
than
awesome.
1.5%.
Congrats to that.
And those are, you can see that updated every day on our alamogordoschools.org website.
Okay. alamogordoschools.org.
So
got it.
We're tracking that, but it's routine now. What we're focused on is education and keeping these kids in school, and again, keeping our athletics teams playing.
Oh, I know. That's mm-hmm. I felt like everyone. I felt so bad for these kids when the world basically shut down. I can't imagine. I loved being in school. I had a great childhood. I loved school. I didn't like math. I'll admit that. But and I still don't. But I just, you know, not being able to socialize and
right.
Especially the younger kids, and that's such an important learning skill anyway.
It is.
And then for the juniors and seniors and having their senior year cut like that, and I thought it was just so it was so heartwarming to see last year when you and Mr. Perry and others, the way you did the graduation.
Oh, yes.
And and we had the jet flyover.
Right.
And it was just, I mean, you still made them feel appreciated and,
right.
and congratulations. And you know what? Life happens, but you made it through.
Right. I am so happy we were able to do that. It was a long week, but it was great.
It was a long week for you guys.
Their families got to have their own graduation
ceremony. That was just really, you made them feel recognized. And
right.
I think that's really important, because I was sitting there, I was watching it all on Facebook, I think, or online. And and I was just like, wow. I mean, to be able to be up there by yourself, I mean, that's
yes.
really cool.
Uh-huh.
But
yes.
I'm sure it was a very long week for you and Mr. Perry.
No, it was. We loved it all.
Oh, I know. You guys didn't look a bit exhausted. I mean, you were happy for everyone. And then didn't you guys also go around and
planted the yard signs?
Yes.
I
thought
did.
That was
we
so
did.
Amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who does that? I mean, who has the caring administration and leadership of the schools and teachers. I just think it's amazing. Congrats
for
that.
Thank you. That's what this district's all about. Yeah. We love these kids. I mean, that's the great thing about a smaller city and a smaller school district. We get to know these kids. We love them like they're our own, and we want to see them succeed. And it was heartbreaking to see prom and all of those things that we weren't able to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm so happy we had graduation that year.
Yeah.
And then this past May, we had regular graduation at Tiger Stadium.
I know.
It was great.
I know. So. And I can't believe it's already September. School just started.
Yes.
And, you know, things are still a little different. Who knows if we'll ever be back to pre-pandemic times. Mm-hmm. But at least things are getting semi-normalized.
Right. It's a routine now. I mean, the COVID measures that we have in place.
Everybody's
the students
getting used
to are so cooperative. I'm so proud of them for cooperating. You know, nobody likes to wear these stupid masks, but we want to keep each other safe.
Sure.
We have a responsibility to each other, and our students are cooperating, and that's why our numbers are so low, and we want to keep it that way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. And good job, kiddos, for participating and helping all of us,
right,
yourselves, everybody, for trying to keep everybody safe and not get into another crisis of let's shut everything down.
Right.
And I mean,
that's
good job
the
for them.
Last thing we want is to have to go back to 100% virtual learning.
Right.
But again, our plan, the great thing about our plan, we don't have to do it across the board. If we have one group or one school that the numbers start creeping up to where we need to do that, mm-hmm, we can just do that school. And we can decide how long that needs to be for. So
yeah,
if we do have to go there, we want to get it back to face-to-face as soon as possible.
Sure. I do like, though, that you gave parents and students the option, because
right,
there's so many people that are so... have such a strong feeling one way or the
right,
other.
Right,
and
I understand that.
I like that you're understanding that,
right,
because, you know, it's hard to please everybody, but to give them an option
right,
is wonderful.
Well, and some just aren't, you know, elementary school children, there's no vaccine available for
right,
them yet. And some people have other health conditions that
right,
may make it not possible to get vaccinated. So we want to make sure we take care of those students and our teachers.
Sure.
You know, without our teachers, that's really what could turn us back to virtual, is if our teachers start getting
sure,
sick and
sure,
not available. So we keep a close eye on that as well.
Yeah.
But so far we're doing all right.
Oh, I know. I have a lot of teacher friends, and they're just, I didn't know all of the details of it, but I know that it's just a blessing to have, to allow these folks to have options.
Right.
So, and then that the teachers aren't overwhelmed with all of the chaos.
Exactly.
Because that's important.
Oh, it is important. With everybody, the students, the teachers, we need that routine. And
yeah,
we want to avoid change wherever we can.
Yeah.
And keep these students learning.
Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And I want to come back and talk about your new endeavor as superintendent.
Right.
Okay, so we will, let me see here, we'll be right back.
When the sun goes down on my soul, lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone, think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon.
I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows. But this smoke be around. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Neon moon. Jukebox plays on, drink by drink, and the words of every sad song seem to say what I think, and it's heard inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh,
is one of my favorite songs ever. I had to play it today. You are listening to Live with Thrive, and our special guest is Dr. Ken Moore. Thank you again for being here,
Thank you, my dear.
We were just talking as we were bopping along to Brooks and Dunn, the different things that are happening with the schools, and that leads me to want to chat now about your brand new transition into our wonderful superintendent. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I want to start back. So we all know you were in the Air Force.
Yes, I'm retired Air Force.
And you're retired Air Force. Mm-hmm. And then you've lived here before?
I was stationed at Holloman in 85-86.
Oh, awesome. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Awesome. And then you probably moved around a bit.
All over the place. Yep, all over the place.
And then you came back, and your first job with the Alamogordo Public Schools was at the high school, was
yes,
it?
Yes. I moved back here from Florida. I retired in Florida and taught there for about 10 years after I retired, and had the opportunity to come back to Alamogordo as an assistant principal at the high school in July 2018.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Yeah. That's great. And then you were principal, and now you are superintendent.
Right. It's been a lot of fast changes over those 3 years. But, end of July,
yeah.
Became superintendent, taking over for Jarrett Perry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. that stinker. He had to go and retire. Oh, I don't know what he was thinking.
He deserves it.
I know.
He's done so many great things for the school district. And
we're proud to
I'm standing on the shoulders of a giant there.
Yeah, I know you are. Mm-hmm. But we have no doubt you're going to do amazing things.
Thank
so
you.
I'm excited for you.
Great.
Tell me what you have planned. I know you've got all kinds of stuff. So whatever you're able to share.
All right.
We would love to hear it.
Well, we are about to go vertical on construction with Holloman Elementary School.
Oh, nice.
The footers are all laid, and they should be going on vertical construction here any day now. We are in the process, almost finished with securing funding for a new Holloman Middle School, which is going to be 90% funded by the Department of Defense.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
Holloman is going to get two great schools out there in a single campus. We are about at the almost to the 100% design phase for the new middle school. Will be, you know, for Chaparral.
Yeah. And that's going to be just right over here off of Fairgrounds?
Right off of Fairgrounds by Griggs Park.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go out there, you can see the white lines on the ground that we laid out.
Well, I think there's a sign also when you drive, like you're going up to Scenic from Florida and Fairgrounds, you see a sign that says future home of Chaparral?
It's the replacement for Chaparral. I think it does say the new Chaparral, but
we
want to rename it.
Are you okay?
The city is taking over the current site there after we do demolition, and it's always going to be known as Chaparral there. I mean, it's been there many
years.
You're
right about that.
And we want to honor that, so we'll be going through the process of finding a new name for our new middle school, because this school is going to be like no school this town has seen before.
Wow.
Again, this is building on Jarrett's vision to build the best middle school in the state, if not the country. We're working with some amazing architects out of San Antonio and up in Albuquerque.
Oh, wonderful.
And I can't wait to be able to show off the design for this school. And it is built centered around students. It's a learning environment. There's plenty of research that shows the kind of environment students learn best in.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have access to outdoor classrooms in almost every classroom. It's just going to be
a
beautiful school, and I expect we want to do our part to bring New Mexico up from its number 50 spot.
Yeah.
And this is what we need to do.
I love that you are so passionate.
Awesome schools.
I know. Yes. And I know it requires passion to do what you do and to do what all of these educators do.
Right,
I mean, but that is just so amazing, and we are all looking forward to it. You know, I went to Chaparral back in 1989.
Okay.
And it was kind of run down then.
Right.
And so, I mean, as a kid, though, you don't really think about that. I mean, that's not your focus. That, it, you know, it's not the newest building in town.
Right.
But it's exciting.
Oh, we're very excited. And you know, you don't think about it as a kid. I didn't either.
Right.
But would you rather sit in a room all day with no windows and no fresh air and no ability to go out and move around
right.
and do things? Or would you rather have light and fresh air?
That's amazing.
The ability to go outside to learn.
Mm-hmm,
and that's what we're going to be building at the new middle school here.
That's exciting.
Is
there going to be like athletic fields and things there too?
Yes, we'll have a football and track field. That's all part of the plan as well.
Oh,
it's going to have the athletic facilities,
right there,
so. Lots of space, and should our enrollment grow, we would have plenty of space for expansion. But we're building it for about 700 students, and it's wait till you see the drawings.
I can't wait. Oh, that's great. And you said that the Chaparral is going to be demolished?
It will be demolished, and that property will be turned over to the city. We did a purchase of the land out there and a swap with the city.
Yep.
Jarrett
okay.
Worked all of that, but that property will be going back as a park, I understand.
Oh,
but,
okay.
We'll be demolishing and landscaping it before we officially turn it over to the city. We want it to look nice, but that's been it's a landmark there in that neighborhood, and we want to leave the area great, and we know it's always going to be known as Chaparral.
Chaparral Park.
Yeah, Chaparral Park. That's it, like the old Sacramento. You know, that's everybody calls that Sacramento, even though the school's not there. So we want to honor that.
That's great. Tell me about, you know, you mentioned you just began as superintendent in July, so you're still probably getting all kinds of just everywhere. You're everywhere. Yeah, you're busy. And how is the transition going?
It's a learning curve, but it's what I prepared for. You know, I went to UCF to get this doctorate that prepared me for this. But nothing can really prepare you for the way days run together. And but I've been up. I just got back last night from Santa Fe for some public schools capital outlay committee meeting.
Oh yeah.
And just trying to get up to speed on New Mexico's process for funding and planning new schools, because Chaparral is next, the two Holloman schools there, of course, but we have other schools that have, you know, they've lived their lives, they've served us well, we continue to take care of them, but we want to continue to build new learning environments.
Well, and you've got to start somewhere, and so what better place than Holloman? I mean, and then after those two, Chaparral. So, I mean, I think it's great. And I know the community is obviously behind it.
Yep.
So
Holloman Elementary was number one on the state's list a couple years ago.
Yep.
Holloman Middle was right up there. But the great thing about Holloman Middle is the Department of Defense is paying for almost all of that.
And so, thanks to them.
Yes. We're very grateful. And it's much needed. I mean, that building is, despite our efforts to maintain it, it has, its years are showing, just like many of our other schools here. So we want to continue to build new schools here for our students. They deserve the best.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And I have to tell you, every year when I go out and do Thrive Campaign, and I've had the pleasure of going to each school to give presentations, and that was before our wonderful Betty Odgers came on to the Thrive board. She's amazing.
She is.
Bless her. But I had the opportunity to go to every school in the district to give a presentation.
Yeah.
And like you said, some of them have lived their lives, the buildings themselves, but this is such an amazing place. I can say this because I'm a graduate of Alamogordo Public Schools.
Oh, right.
And but I remember just and through my teacher friends that they're so proud of the, I mean, you've got the ones that are just so passionate about teaching our children.
Absolutely.
And they're very proud to be a part of something.
Yep.
Something good.
Right. And you can't be a teacher and not be passionate about it.
Right.
That's what we go into this profession for.
Yeah.
It's to teach kids and build our communities, build our country, build our state, and work for the future.
Yeah.
And it's inspiring to see.
And I know we're down on the bottom of that list, but that is always going to change. I mean, we can only go up, right?
Well, we can. And, you know, I always like to point out that, you know, Alamogordo High School was at the bottom. It was an F school at the end of the 2018 year. And by the end of the 2019 school year, we're number three high school in the state.
That is amazing.
From bottom to three, right up there with Los Alamos and...
Yep. Good job.
So we're, and then COVID.
And then COVID had to come in to mess everything up.
It's just a speed bump. Just a speed bump.
That's what I like to say, you know, because we're going to get through all of this. It's been a challenge, not just for the kids and the educators, but for every single one of us, because we've all had to adapt to new things that we don't like. Most people don't like change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I remember when when the whole world started to shut down and we had the toilet paper crisis of 2020.
Oh.
I mean, that right there was, that was really amazing and astonishing all at the same time. But no, we're just so thrilled for the wonderful things that are happening. What is the time frame for, you mentioned they're going to start on Holloman first?
Well, Holloman Elementary is already under construction.
Right?
They're building
and they're about
that
to start
as we speak, and about to go the vertical phase here, putting up some steel structures up and down ways, laying it flat.
Right. That's pretty cool.
And then the next one to break ground will be the new middle school out at Chaparral. We're still in the funding approval process with DOD for the Holloman Middle School. So that'll be right behind the new middle school replacing Chaparral. So,
that's great. Yeah. Well, I want to talk a little bit about what Thrive has done for the schools this year. Because I don't know if you're completely aware, we had our you're like, tell me. You're like me, Ken. You've got two phones.
Yeah.
We're multitaskers over
That's
here, people.
Right.
So Thrive every year has a Stuff the Bus where we collect school supplies. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, this year we had the most phenomenal school supply drive ever.
Wow.
We filled the bus completely.
Wow.
A few days after that, we doubled our school supplies. Now I have an entire office space in my office building full of boxes.
So you have a warehouse.
Basically. And they're all going to the schools.
Fantastic.
Usually we do supplies. We fill backpacks and give them to the kids.
Right.
Well, Grace United Methodist did that this year.
Right.
So we did the, just the way the dates fell. We try to do our collection of school supplies during tax-free weekend.
Oh, yes.
So we can kind of capitalize on that a little bit. And so what we did is we have boxes and boxes and boxes of so many supplies, and we're going to divide them up and give them to all the schools in the district.
Great. So teachers can pass
them
out to students that need it.
That need whatever. Mm-hmm. But not only that, we raised over $12,000.
Wow.
For just school supplies for the schools.
That's amazing.
So we are in the process. We just had our Day of Caring last week, so I don't have any more big events now for a bit. So now I can focus on getting those school supplies to the teachers. So we will be doing, and we're so proud, we got a very big donation from PNM this year, specifically for school supplies to help our district.
Yeah.
Not only Alamogordo, but we're also going to help Cloudcroft and Tularosa.
Fantastic.
And I'm so excited because I can't wait for the day, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks I can take these supplies to the schools, and we're thrilled to be able to help.
Well, thank you so much for doing that, and to the generous people of this town.
We have PNM, very generous
we
people.
We have an amazing community here.
We do.
Yes,
we do. I say that all the time. Mm-hmm. We did. We had so many people coming by and donating bags and bags. We were set up at Walmart.
Yeah.
You have a great bus crew over here. The new manager, Steve,
is Steve Nordquist.
Yes, he is.
Isn't
freaking
he amazing?
Phenomenal.
He's Air Force, too.
Oh, that is why. That is why he's Air Force. No, he is awesome. He helped us tremendously. So we are just, we had such a phenomenal event. And I can't wait to spread the love, if you will.
That's it.
So I'll probably be getting with all of the principals and finding out what, if there's a need for anything specific, because we do have the funds now to buy something specific if it's needed for any school.
Great. That is so
awesome. We're proud.
Thank you, Stephanie.
We're proud of our community. We're proud that this is by far the best Stuff the Bus event we've ever had. And I mean, I don't know if it's because of the pandemic. I don't know if people are just feeling more giving, but you know, last year Thrive raised over $400,000 in our community, and for a community this size, that is so huge.
That is huge.
And this year we're trying to hit that mark again.
All right.
And we are on track to hit that mark, and it's just amazing, the giving.
Yes. And I know the men and women of the school district here, we just did a drive for Thrive. Betty Odgers headed up with you, and it raised over $17,000.
Yes, we did, and that's why we got a little
employees.
Started late, folks, because I was presenting Betty and Dr. Moore with a Thrive plaque. Usually every year we have this big awards luncheon where we celebrate the donors of our community and celebrate the nonprofits in our community and how the individuals and donors contribute to those nonprofits. And so for the last two consecutive years, because of the pandemic, we have been unable to have that. And so I didn't want to hold on to it for another 6 months. And so because they raised over $13,000 last year during the pandemic, which is amazing, and with the teachers and staff working from home and doing all of this, they were still able to hit a decent mark that put them in what we call our Helen Kirk Circle of Excellence. And we wanted to present you with this amazing plaque just as recognition for all of the wonderful things that the teachers, the educators, the administration, the staff, the guy that's mowing the lawn, everybody is so important.
They are.
We appreciate what you guys have done for the community.
Thank you.
And yeah, so this year they just closed their campaign and they raised 3,000 or 4,000 more than what they did last year. So next year when we do have our awards, we'll be celebrating yet again.
All right. Look forward to that.
So yeah, we're very, very excited. I love the partnership that we have with Alamogordo Public Schools, and I want to thank you so much for being here today during your crazy busy schedule. I am so grateful that you took an hour out for us.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, thank you.
Very grateful.
Thank you. We are as well. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up. But before we do, I want to play one more little thing here because this is coming up in March of next year, March 5th. And check this out, guys.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeff. Hey, Saturday, March 5th, I'm going to be in New Mexico. Annual fundraising event put on at the Flickinger Center. It's in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Please come on by if you're in that area Saturday, March 5th. And it's a fundraiser for Thrive, great organization. They do this once a year event. I've been blessed enough to be asked to be a part of it. Again, it's Saturday, March 5th at the Flickinger Center. We'll see y'all there.
Thrive in Southern New Mexico proudly presents country artist Jeff Carson coming to the Flickinger Center, March 5th, 2022.
All right, guys. I am going to wrap it up today. I want to just bring up a couple more things. Don't forget to go buy your ticket at the Thrive in Southern New Mexico office for the fall gun raffle. They're $10 a piece. We have 8 guns that we are drawing for on October 1st. So get over there, 1601 10th Street, $10 a piece. You can buy as many as you want. And don't forget that Mr. Carson, yet again, you just heard him. That was him live talking about, it wasn't live. It was a recording, but but he was so kind to do this little spot for us. He's so excited to be coming to Alamogordo. He will be at the Flickinger Center March 5th. Tickets will go on sale for that on December 1st. And be looking out for that. We're going to be talking about it. Probably giving away some tickets, so stay tuned for that. And until next month, the second Tuesday of the month, with me, Stephanie Hale of Thrive in Southern New Mexico, we will see you then.
You've been listening to the Live with Thrive show with your host, Stephanie Hale of Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Catch the Live with Thrive show the second Tuesday of each month on KHII Active Radio, 88.9 Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 Ruidoso.